That's what the Mishnah says, a chamor. They'll go out with its madat, with its cushion, a blanket around it. It's only if you tie it up before Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman. We'll soon see the reason why. Oh, look at the Rashi doesn't say the Rashi later. Taisa says, Lushak Shulam Erev Shabbos. Rashi appears to come on to be sure me Erev Shabbos, if you tie it up Erev Shabbos, heavy malvish hachamor. Machamor. Then it's called the malvish, it's called the chamor's coat. Our Bein Kshur Meshavs, if you didn't tie it Erev Shabbos, heavy masli. It didn't have a shame coat yet, so putting it on Shabbos now makes it for masses. Plus the shreir svarim, but you're doing it on Shabbos now because now it's cold. The yoid places are the pshatim. Yeshesh tefarish the bein akshur merah Shabbos mechzle kimeskaven loitzoyes hamadas. It's mashma now. You bedafka wanted to carry it out. The purus pirish the mechzle kilu meskaven hundach abeimel lamakim rochi. It looks as if you want to take him for a long ride, which is also to do on Shabbos. You want to take him chutz to tchum. That's why it's also. The kids, it's only mutiv, you tied on the coat, the blanket from before Shabbos.
I don't understand the difference though, with the both Shabbos, mutiv is make Erev Shabbos Shabbos.
It does not, it's the Maisik, the Teish Pratim is good, the Maisik Shir is also. It looks like now you're doing a Maisik, take the Beimer a long way. It was done before Shabbos, no Issa. Right, Omer Rav Nachman, Masnisa Namidek, the Mishnah is also Raya. Diktoni Einach Chamor Yoitze B'Madat, is the Mishnah later. If it's not tied on, you can't go out. The Rashi says it's only mutiv is kshura, and the safe the next Mishnah says it's also if it's not kshura. For the more hechidomi, what does the next Mishnah mean if it's not kosher, not tied on? If the blanket is not tied on all, has not tied at all around the chamor, pshita. Avad mitzos let it go out on Shabbos. Maybe you'll fall on the road and you'll come to pick it up and walk with the Dalai Lamas. Shav pshita that's also. Elo, the Mishnah means, lav shenik shur me'er Shabbos. Just that it wasn't tied on Erev Shabbos. Michlal, even though now on Shabbos he's tying it on, but still it's also. So Michlal, the Resha, that says, our Mishnah says it's muta shekshur lo me'er Shabbos. It's only muta if the blanket was tied on the chamor from before Shabbos. Then, like Rashi learns, then it's called a malbush. Lotez learns it's not mischab, it doesn't look like you want to take it a far place. Shema mina, but that's pshat in the Mishnah. Mor tani nam yochi. Chamor yoitze b'madas bizman shekshur lemer Shabbos. This donkey can only go out with his blanket, it was tied down from before Shabbos. V'loi b'yuka, but not with a saddle. A saddle you can't put on a, go out on a chamor, afal pi shekshur lemer Shabbos. Even though it was tied down from before Shabbos, because a saddle is only very small, it's not mechamim, it doesn't heat up, doesn't do any heat for the animal. So therefore, something like a masui. You're only doing it to make carry that a person could ride. You can't ride anywhere in Shabbos. Same with a masui, it's also. Shashi Avvulkif, the Iyo Nami Mahani. No, that's text man here. As for the Bible holding an ukivate, the saddle doesn't warm it up, so it's also. If you have a shimming, a meal, lame, after yukiv, his man shikshula meri Shabbos. He holds, Rabbi Shimon holds, no. He holds, even with a saddle is also mutter to let your chamor go out with it on Shabbos, as long as it's tied on from before Shabbos. So this Rashi says, after Yukiv, to iyu nami mahan lechamor. He holds, even though a saddle is a smaller one, it's only on the top of his back, still that little bit helps him to become a little bit warmer. So therefore it's called the tashchit, it's mutter for the chamor to go out with it on Shabbos. O bovaza tigmor shlo yik shaloi masrichim. You can't tie around it the masrichim. Rashi Putlin, the Mechze Kemisha Reitze Latine Masi. These are type of straps that you put around it that the Ma, when you want to put a big Masi, a big weight on top of the Chamor, you use these straps to tie up the weight. So you can't have these straps on the Chamor. That's awesome. The Rabbon, it looks like you want to put Masi. Obavach Layav Shaloi also Ritzua Tachas Novi. You can't put strings around its tail. Because you do this, Rashi says, when you want to go up a mountain and you're afraid the master will fall backwards, or he goes down, you're afraid the master, the weight will fall in front of him, you tie this string around the zonah. So that's also to have, because nearer, like you want to carry out master and Shabbos. Therefore, these strings you can't put on him. Right. Boy menei ravasi, breb nosim, rebichiyah, baravashi. Maho liten madas, agabi chamor b'Shabbos. Is it mutet to put the blanket on top of the chamor on Shabbos? He's loved to let him ride, to let him walk out with Shusarab Mavad with Sosa. That's Pshan the Mishnah. It's only Mutiv, it's Kosher Mer of Shabbos. But there's not a Shiloh of letting him walk out with Shusarabim, even with Shusar Yochid. Shiloh Sas Muksa, are you allowed to be Machriach yourself for the Behemoth? Are you allowed to, even in your own backyard, could you put the blanket on top of the Chamor on Shabbos? Trashimah, Lite Madas, We're not talking about going outside to Rishus Rabbim. Because that's Pshiter also. It's only Mutter. The Mishnah says, if you tie it on before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, Pshiter doesn't help to tie it on. So we're not talking about going out to Rishus Rabbim. Ella b'chotzim of me'atzina. You have your chamor in your backyard, and it's very cold now, so you want to put a blanket on top of him to make him warm. On Shabbos, you're allowed to put the blanket on or not. That's the shayla. So and say, the chur to shayla, the issue should be, you'd be mishtamish with a bal chai. A chamor is mukso on Shabbos, you can't touch the chamor. So to put the blanket on, you have to touch the animal.
Right, we'll soon see.
He said it's mutter to do it. Omalei, v'chima ben zeli ukiv. What's the difference between this and ukiv? How come an ukiv is sadly not allowed to put on Shabbos? And how come a blanket you're allowed to put on? Yeah. Ishtik, he didn't say anything. Eisva yes the kashabek. Trashik sover who the ishtik mishum leyashkich bay. He didn't listen to him. The sover ukiv namishuri. And he thought the reason why he kept quiet because he thought even ukiv is also mutl. The same way I'm allowed to put a blanket over the chamor, I could put the saddle on the chamor also. Namishuri. The yoster mebrais, therefore there's an yester spirit from a braisa. The yoster litlo, it says that you're not allowed to take off the saddle off the chamor. It looks as if you want to be turning the masi. It's if you want to put on him now a masi. So Rashi Yisra, Mesna spirit to you. So you as mashmi you learned up just like a madas the blanket is mutter to put on a chamor. Who was in the saddle also? Yisra, ukiv shall gabi chamor. If you have a saddle that was put on for me before Shabbos. But now you have your chamor on Shabbos. It still has a saddle on it. Lo yitat lano biyadoi. You can't touch it biyadoi. Elo ma'licha yameviyo b'chotzer v'unoy f'me'elo. Maybe let him just untie it. But to make it fall off, just make the chamor move back and forth in your chotzer, and it'll fall off by itself. So you see, it's muksa. Like you can't touch it. Hash the little amarta loy lo niach mi boy. Madach now to take off the saddle. Avad you can't put it on. So how could you hold your ladder put it on? Malay Rab Zera Shafke Kirabi Svirulei Yom Rab Chiyav Rashi Yom Rav. There's no kash. He holds like his Rebbe. What does his Rebbe hold? Rabbi is Rashi like Rav. He holds like Rav. But Rav holds Yom Rav Toilin Traskol LeBehema B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a traskol, a basket of food around the neck of a behema on Shabbos. It's easier for the behema to eat this way. He has the basket around his neck. It's mutter to put it. Rashi Traskol Sal Mole Sorim. A basket full of barley. Toilin lo b'tzavori. Tie it around its neck. Opiya nosa teichin. The mouth of the chamor is in the basket. V'yecheles, and he eats it. V'tainug b'almahu. Shletitrach l'suach tzavor loritz. It's a tiny, it's a pleasure for the chamor. He has the food right in his mouth. He doesn't have to bend down to eat it. So this is mutter. The kalvachayim la madas. Says the kalvachayim, and now madas is also mutter. Put this basket around the neck of the chamor. What's the purpose of it? Just to give pleasure to the chamor, to make it easier for the chamor to eat. For tainig, it's mutter to put the basket around his neck. Hocho, when you want to put the blanket on top of the chamor, the mishum tsar. What are you putting the blanket? Because say it's cold or the chamor is cold, you want to warm him up. That's tsar for him. Lekol shchein avad and avad it's mutter. Therefore, he can't ask a kashrin in. He did hold the smutter to put the madas, because he yells like his Rebbe. Madach chatraskel is mutter, who did the madas is also mutter. Trashi tsar shal tsina. Madas mutter, the tsarihi. Hilcha ukra bohochi, v'lav masiyu. Since it's an ukra bohochi, fakert. It doesn't look like it's carrying something now, because the whole saddle is a malbush, is a tashit for him. The koshrin. So the more, Shmuel oma madas mutter, traskel osan. Shmuel taka dingzich. Dafka madas is mutter, mashenka traskel is osa. Why? Because the madas type for tsaro, that's called urche bochi. Mashenka traskel is osa, and she looks like it's a masli, looks like it's a carry outside. Or the kids say traskel is not called a masli. I mean, it's not called a tashid. A tashid is zichana. Like it's not called a chelik of the behema. So whatever it is, it's called a masli. That the behema would walk out with this on Shabbos, about it be osa. Therefore, you can't put it on his neck on Shabbos, because it looks as if you want to make the chamor walk with this on Shabbos. For him to walk out with it on Shabbos is also. Also, Rabbi Chiyeva, Rabbi Yosef, Omer Lishmaita, the Rav, Kaima the Shemul. He told over Rav's halacha that Rav holds this mutter to put the traskel around the neck of the chamor on Shabbos. He yelled that there's no issa, it doesn't look like a masui, you want to carry it out, you're only doing it for tiny, it's mutter. Omale, Shmuel answered back, Ehocha Yom Abba. If this is what Rav, Taka said, Lo Yodem Mil De Shabbat Ab Leklum. Like he doesn't know anything in Hilcha Shabbos. Just to say, I don't hold like you. Like we have Shmuel Taka holds, it's also to put the Madas on Taka Behema. And that's why we're talking like Shmuel here. That's also to put the Traskel. It's also to put the Traskel on top of the Chamor.
The
Madas is Mutter, right. The Traskel is only for Tainug. It's not called a Tashit for the Behema. Therefore, if he walks out with it on Shabbos, it'll be Osir. So therefore, we're not allowed to put it on him. Mashenk the Madas, which is like both the Tashit for the Behema, you're allowed to put it on him.
What happened to the
Shalabah Mishnah Sabachai? I'm talking. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Ma'ishnam Ukif, Shaosta Lito Koshal Nirch, and often Melech, Kretoni, Molicho, Nevi, Lechot, Samu Mada, Tsorok, Lechamamo, O Mutte, Mishum Tsar, the Tzina. Abo Netilas Ukif, but taken off the saddle, anywhere Lashit standing. You only want him to cool off. Shinez Chamamo, why they Masui? The Chamor got all schwitzed up. He carried a big Masui. You want to take off the saddle to make it easier for him to cool off. Shinosa meboy join. Viloy shokul elu yichbas lon. Shirayhu itstana mielov. The Amri Inshi. He's here, it's not so wichtig to take off the ukev. Because he'll cool off by himself. It's only a question a little bit shorter, a little bit longer. But he'll cool off by himself anyway. It's here, it's not so wichtig. So what are you asking him?
What about the shalab, the mishnash bachar? Which we were saying before the pshat was.
Could be like could be mishtamish with him. Taylor Kasher, Taylor Traskel, the small face here. Taylor Traskel, the Yimtayma, the Tesa Mishum, the mishtamish of Balchai, the Chui be mishtamish with Balchai by putting the Traskel. Let everybody hold the sauce. Now they be mishtamish with Balchai. Ki heich the Yosla Niach Ner Agave Dekel B'Shav. Just like we had before, you can't put a Ner or a candle on the Dekel even before Shabbos because we're afraid on Shabbos you'll take it off the tree. The mishtamish be mechuber. There, when you take off the candle, you're going to move the branches. That's called mishtamish. You don't make the behemah move at all. So just to throw it on top of the behemah doesn't move, that's not called being mishtamish with
it.
So he says it doesn't move. But that little bit is not called moving. Rav Asti, Rav Nosson, the boy of the Meister, Afsir, Dilma also l'shtamish balchai. There it's worse. There they wanted an afser, put an afser on top of it. There you will be mishtamish. I call put him here, throwing a blanket. You have to say that the says you just throw the blanket over him, and you don't make the behemoth move. It doesn't make the behemoth move at all. That there's no way to be mishtamish. His the issue is only because you're making it move. Chapanaf gemina then ken zayin. I say Allah l'moshe. If you have your jacket hang on a tree, now I'll take it off the tree because you'll be mishtamish with the tree. This pshan tais, if you take it off, it's only on the bark of the tree. So by taking off the bark, is zichin not going to make the bark move? Maybe shubayt muta. I'm not sure. I think the loch is still also though. The loch we don't pass on this. I'm not sure. Right. Right. He saw look Reb Zerim. Zerim went up to Eretz Yisrael. Asked him Reb Binyamin Reb Yefis. He met Reb Binyamin Reb Yefis. The Yosef, he was sitting, Okomalai Mishmei the Reb Yechanan. He's saying over the name of Reb Yechanan, that Noisten Madas Agavi Chamor B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put the blanket on top of the Chamor on Shabbos. Omalai, he entered the back, Yasher, Staka Tru, that's Alocha. V'chein Tirgma Aryeh for Bovel. That's the way Shmuel said in Bovel. Aryeh Mani, who was Aryeh Shmuel? That Shmuel said it's Mutta. I vor Rav Nami Yomru. I Rav also said it was Mutta. El Shomai heard that the Messiah babies, he ended off like this. Hey, Shmuel was saying, even though it's mutter to put a madas, to put the blanket on top of the chamor on Shabbos, but it's also to put the traskel, to put the basket around the neck of the chamor that I should eat with, that's also. Now this is at Omola Yasha, this is true. This is also what Shmuel said in Bavel. This is not like Rav. Because even though Rav was matter to put the madas, that's true, but Rav was also matter to put the traskel. So this member doesn't go according to Rav. Because Rav said he could even put the basket around the neck of the behemoth. Since you're doing it for tiny, that's mutter. And here we hold like Shmuel, no, a traskel is also. It's only mutter to do the chamamoy. So the more the kula yalma miyo madas muta. But everybody holds vice versa madas to put the blank atat the chamor. That's zikha muta. For the gemara, and it's only yishal betraskel. Vakol pona maishna meyukiv. How come? Why is a madas the blanket different than the ukiv, than the saddle? That the bryce before said kula saddle is also. And the gemara of noch weiter, you can't even untie the saddle. And you can't even take off the saddle. And the Gemara Shani Hossam, the Yeshu the Nafim Mela. The reason why we're not mafia to take it off, because it could fall off by itself. So since it could happen by itself, we're not mafia to touch it at all. Mashenka, to put the blanket on, you can't get on any other way. So Mishun Tsara, the Behemoth will make it. So Ken Zion will make it Mishun Tsara, such a type of attachment from the Behemoth, will make it Mishun Tsara, there's no other way to do it. Mashenka, taking off the saddle, since you could just untie it and fall off by itself, so we're not Matthew to Mishtamish, but a Balchai. We have Papa Omar, another terrorist, the chiluk between Omadas and look at his poshit. Kam le chamamoy, kam le tsonimno. Wanted to make it cooler, and wanted to make it hot. So we're talking about now where the chamor is cold. So you put the madas, the blanket, to make it warm, that's mutter. Kan letzananda. The yukiv is the pshat is, it just got finished schwitzing, it took a long trip, it came home now, so now you want it to cool off. So the way it cools off is by taking off the saddle. Is lechamamor, is leitzara. If the chamor is cold, and you don't put the blanket on top of it, it has a lot of tzar. Shom shum tzara, the rabbanu will make it. Of letzananda, when the chamor got finished its long journey and it came home, good, it's sweating away, it's all hot now, so you want to take off the saddle to make it cool off. Less late tzara, it has no tzara. It's just you want to give it more comfort. You want to make it cool off faster. So good, it doesn't cool off so fast, it cool off a little bit later. But doesn't have an extra special tzara. So I care, it's finished its journey, it's home, it's resting now. So the fact to stop moving is all enough timing to it. I could get off cooler, could like cool off faster, so it takes a little bit long time. But it's not called tzara. Behind the Yamish is what people say. Chamora afilu betkufas tamas. A donkey, even in the middle of tamas, in the middle of summer, career late, it's always cold. Therefore, to put a blanket or a bun will make them. Mishum tzara they will make them. Mashenken ukiv is not mishum tzara, it's just that you cool off, they will not make them. Meisve, have a kash on this. Shashi, before you mention, kam lechamamo, madas, sorg lechamamo, o mut mishum tzara de tzinuk. Avratilas ukiv taken off the saddle anywhere lishit stanin shenischamai de masui shvisla shenosu by joim vilo shokul elich pislon shrayu itzana mail of the armyinshi. Right, leisvei lo yetsay asus bizonov shoel. You can't let a horse go out with the tail of a fox. You used to put it around the horse. The trashy bizonov shoel shetelum by beinin. You used to tie it between the eyes of the horse shloyishu by yain. That nobody should give an ayin hara to the horse. So they used to put the tail of a fox on the horse. That took away the ayin hara. They put a nice string to make noise, to make the horse look nice. Rashi zuris lanoi, a nice ring, some colorful string they put there to make it look nice. It's also for sus to go out on Shabbos. Layetze hazov v'kishaloi. A person, the other man, zav, and he has a kiss to put around his gear to check himself if he sees or not, it's also to walk out on Shabbos. Trashi b'kishaloi, shetayon l'abiyam, to turn around your gid, l'kabel zoi. V'liv doik minyan riyosov, shena tachshut loi. It's not called a tachshut, it's only called a matzui, therefore it's also. V'loi izim b'kis shibadadim. And not goats. If you have the kiss, you tie around its udders, it's also. V'loi pora b'chosar shibafiyah. You can't let a cow go out because if you have it muzzled up, you can't let it go out with it on Shabbos. These are called masuis. Shrashi kish of the dayim the kabel cholav hanoitit the kabel the milk the namish lo yishato the dayim the others shouldn't get scratched ala koitzim on the thorns shoy the dayim gasim as thick others so it shouldn't get dirty or get hurt. The chosn shofia shechois min oisa you muzzle it shleitira besoda sacherim. Because also let a cow go out muzzled on Shabbos. Well, I say yochim, not young cows, calves, betrasklin shebefiyim. L'rishus rabbin. You can't let a siach, means the young calves, go out with a traskle around its neck, befiyim, that's his basket around its neck, rishus rabbin. So the mashim claw, it's only us to let him walk out rishus rabbin. But to put it on his neck in the chutzur, it's mutter. This is the stira. Before Shmuel Paskin, it's also to put the traskle around its neck. And Eretz Mashma allowed to put the trasl around his neck, just not let him walk out with his rabbin, but not with his rabbin's mutter. You can't let a behemoth go out with a sandal, the straps around its feet. Not with a kameya, that's like a good luck charm. You have a kameya. Even though its mumcha was checked out already, healed up three times already, still it's also for behemoth to walk out. There's no din kameya for behemoth. This is the chumah din by behemoth miyodim. Because in Adam, a person is allowed to walk out with a kameya on Shabbos. But a behemoth doesn't have a din kameya. If he has a wound, he's allowed to walk out with a bandage on top of it. Or the kishishim shagabi yashever. If he has a broken leg and he has what are called the stick stall to keep it in place, he's allowed to walk out with it. Or the shuyamadalelas bull. And if the shuya, the placenta is falling out of the animal, he's allowed to let him walk out with it on Shabbos like that. It's not called a masli. Or perkin lo zug bitzavorum. You can let him walk out with a bell. As long as you're stuffed up the bell, it's not going to make noise on Shabbos. Let him walk out with this zug in the chotzer on Shabbos. Ketoni mi is the kasher that says here for lo yisayochem, not young calves, but trasklin shabafihim, that there's a basket around the neck and the feet around the mouth that she with it. Lushusarabim, they can't walk out with lushusarabim. It's a diik. Lushusarabim who deloy, they can't walk out with lushusarabim. Ha bechotzer shafadami, but you allow to let them walk out this way bechotzer. So it's a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel said it's also my love b'gdeilim u'mishum tainig. My love, we're talking about big animals, and really the animal could bend down and eat. Now, why are you putting the basket around his neck? Give him tainig. Let him have a little bit easy for him. So you see, mishum tainig is not cool. You're allowed to do it. It's mutter. You don't have to gzeir, like Rashi said. It looks like you're putting it on to make him go carry it outside. Mishum tainig is mutter. And the Gemara loy v'ktanim mishum tzar. We're talking about dafka small calves, and a small calf can't eat. So, man, if you don't put the best in his mouth, lap tzar, poshni can't eat. Shem mishum tzar, it's mutter. Trashi ketanim, akmesayim gevoyim, v'tzavarim ketukotin, have small necks. V'yeshtem tzar l'surcha, it gives him a lot of tzar to bend down, agavi karkav lechon. Therefore, mishum tzar, he's allowed to pick up the food for them to eat. The more they can bring a raya from this, diktani, it says, dum yedik kemeya shramini. Shemadashi, dum yedik kemeya mishum chayli. What do you wear a kemeya for if you're sick and you want to have a galah?